The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you love me. Father, you are a gift. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe you've been at one of those Japanese buffets or buffets in general where there's so much to eat you don't know where to start. Well, in a certain sense, we as preachers, we have a spiritual buffet in which we can choose from many different sources. We can preach on the first reading. We can actually preach on the responsorial psalm. We can preach on the gospel. We can preach in the liturgical cycle. We can preach on the saint that we celebrate today. But also we can preach on the prayers that come from this book. Probably most of you are going to call it a Bible, but it's really not a Bible, okay? This is actually called the Roman Missal or the Sacramentary. So we can preach also on this. And over the past couple of years, now and then, I like to preach on this because the prayers are so beautiful. So beautiful. So when I was praying the prayer a few minutes ago, I thought that I would give you an idea or two on what seemed to hit me. So we're praying that through the Holy Spirit, that He may give us a mind pleasing to God. Okay, here's a good examination of conscience. Is your mind pleasing to God? Good question, right? Más o menos, right? Más o menos? I would think all of us would honestly say it probably could be better, right? Hello?
Yes.
Probably could be better. But probably most of us were working on that. We're working on that. The two most important faculties that we have would be our mind and our heart. And they're really connected. They're really very much connected, your mind, your intellect, and your will. If you ever go to the gym, you see a lot of people there that are really very intent on lifting weights, okay? doing the role, you know, the military press and the role. I mean, I know about the gym, no? Sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups, no? And many of these people are very intent on what they're lifting, but they're very intent on what they eat. Very intent on what they eat. They'll eat organic foods. They'll try to lower the carbs, right? Very intent on that. Okay, what about us? We're spiritual athletes. What do we allow to enter into our spiritual organism? I don't know if it's common sense to all of you, but what we have upstairs, what we have here, depends on what we put into our eyes. Hello? Very much so. What we have upstairs depends on what we put into our eyes. Okay, Fulton Sheen, I love Fulton Sheen. Fulton Sheen says this, sometimes these images are pretty graphic. How many of you mothers here? We got some mothers here. How many of you know how to cook, or at least you're thinking how to cook? At least you're thinking how to cook, right? How many of you would, after Mass, for lunch, you go on the street and you would scrape up trash, garbage. You take it, put it in the microwave, and ring the bell and tell your kids, time to eat. Would you do that? I hope not. And then Fulton Sheen goes on to say, none of us are going to be eating trash, but how often we eat trash with our eyes. This is Fulton Sheen. I love his preaching. You all understand that very well. You're not going to be eating trash, but how often we can eat trash with our eyeballs. And what that trash does, it goes from the eyes up here. And then it's there in our memory. So I'd like to give a couple of suggestions how we can form a mind that is pleasing to God. Are you listening? Listen to me more than the jingle, okay? Okay, okay. It's just background music. About 20 years ago, a very famous Protestant convert, his name is Steve Wood, maybe you've heard of him, convert from Protestantism to Catholicism, and he's been on EWTN. He wrote the Bible timeline. We can study the Bible in different chronological blocks. But he wrote, probably 20 years ago, a really good booklet, and it's the 12-step program, Overcome Pornography. Because you got the 12-step program to overcome drinking, right? Drugs. But his 12-step program to overcome pornography. And one, maybe 10 years ago, I gave a long catechetical talk to the parents on that topic, because the topic is very prevalent and is very serious. So I took an ecclesial document from the Bishop of Kansas City on the topic, and then that, I put it together, English and Spanish. Really well done. And one of the steps in the 12-step program to overcome pornography is this. is if we have these bad images that have been seared, burnt into our memory bank. That's a good word, seared, burnt into, engraved in our memory bank. How are we going to get rid of them? He said this. Are you listening? Every day, memorize a biblical passage. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. So every time you're memorizing that biblical passage, you're burning away and you're dislodging that bad image. Great idea. Because you can't have two ideas in your mind at the same time. That's not the way we're constructed by the Creator. You're dislodging the bad image and you're putting the Word of God in your mind. As they say in Spanish, lámpara para mis pasos y luz para mi camino. Si habla español, huh? Lámpara para mis pasos y luz para mi camino. Lámpara y luz. Lamp and a light. And then he uses this image that I've used in my preaching over the past 20 years. What chlorine, what chlorine is for a pool, the Word of God is for your mind. Wow. Amen, huh? I go swimming at times, and sometimes for 24 hours. I don't put the goggles on, so I've got red eyes for sometimes for 24 hours. Not because I'm drinking, but because I'm swimming. And sometimes they put too much chlorine in the pool. But the chlorine, what it does is it kills the microbials, it kills the bacteria. So what the Word of God, what chlorine does to the pool, the Word of God does to your mind, making your mind pleasing to God. Amen? All right. Listen what St. Paul says. St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. You hear that? Put on the mind of Christ. Okay, right now I'm going to give you a mini course in English grammar. Okay? Put on. You know English well? What tense is that? You don't know? I'll give you a free course in grammar. It's called the imperative. Okay? Most people say it's the present. No. Study your grammar. Okay, you forgot your grammar. Okay, so put on. That's the imperative. Imperative means it's obligatory. So St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. Then he says, you have the mind of Christ. Let me tell you how to do that. Put on the mind of Christ by reading, meditating, memorizing, and living the Word of God. Then, receive Holy Communion. Receive Holy Communion. Because when you receive Holy Communion, you have the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Right? You got the body, blood, and soul, and divinity of Christ. And that means every communion, you have a heart transplant. And every communion, you have a mind transplant. So my friends, let's pray that all of us would have a mind pleasing to God. Amen.